This Friday is Veterans Day, and that means we'll be honoring those who have served our country. I'm Mike Davis. And South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers is here to let us know more about how the South Carolina Department of Agriculture celebrates its veteran farmers. And there's quite a few of them, aren't there, Commissioner?
That there is. There's a good veteran population in general in South Carolina. I think a lot of the veterans, after serving, if they've been through South Carolina, either in the Air Force Base in Charleston or Sumter or the Fort Jackson, they seem to find their way back here, which is a great thing. With some of the tax advantages we have of their retirement income that was passed. But regarding their presence in agriculture, very pleased with that, and that South Carolina has a higher than average across the nation of veteran-owned farms.
Well, it's certainly a military-friendly state, and I'm sure that they feel right at home here. Why do you think it is that there are so many farmers who make the transition into agriculture?
Well, you know, farmers, for the most part, are good, conservative, patriotic people, and obviously veterans are good, mostly conservative, patriotic people. Nothing wrong with, I guess, a liberal veteran, but nevertheless, because they seem to have so many common interests, I think that explains why nearly, you know, about 19% of our farms in South Carolina have a principal owner or producer who served in the military, so over 4,700 farms. So again, we're proud of that, and we make an effort in the department to work with them and try to capitalize on that and give them some extra market opportunities where we can, and we've done several lately and seem to be getting some good results.
Tell us about some of those efforts. I've heard of something called the Farmer Boot Camp. What was that?
Well, it is just that. I mean, I guess a veteran is familiar with boot camp, and it's an intensive training effort for those wanting to get into or in early into agriculture. Working with the Farmer Veteran Coalition of South, you know, in South Carolina, South Carolina chapter. This is a 2-day training for servicemen and women to get really hands-on farming experience and have them the ability to engage with agricultural experts from across the state. So it's a real intensive exchange of information. Designed to help them move their farming operation along or decide to get into farming. So much like our beginning farmer programs that we have, this one is specifically designed for veterans.
And there's another really good program called Homegrown by Heroes. Tell us something about that.
Well, it's a little bit of a spin off of the Certified South Carolina Grow, and we have an extra labeling, if you will, when it's a South Carolina product grown by a veteran, then Homegrown by Heroes is a natural way to call it. And so we're excited about that and seeing some progress there. So the Farmer Veteran Coalition has been around for a few years now and getting more active. And this Homegrown by Heroes, using the logo and the signage on products, is one of the it's a part of that program of the Farmer Veteran Coalition.
Very good. If folks want more information about either of these programs, how can they go about finding that?
Well, a great one is, and it's a pretty good website. It is farmvetco.org. It'll take them to the Farmer Veteran Coalition website, and they can learn more about it. And then there's another one, projectvictorygardens.org. So a couple of ways to go, especially for those veterans who might be listening that are not aware of what we're trying to do for them.
Well, we do salute you and thank you for your service, veterans, this week and every week. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.